We'll discuss some in Yoni Purim, with Purim quickly approaching. That being said, today is Zayin Adar. That's the week before Purim. It's also, we know, it has to connect it to Purim also, because that's the day Haman picked, that Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zayin Adar. He just made the mistake that Moshe Rabbeinu was also born on Zayin Adar, and I guess, as the Rashi quotes over there, the Leda outweighs the Misa, the greatness of his birth, and therefore it ended up being a Yeshua. That being said, I do have a Chevra Kadisha dinner today, and that's different min Hagam. I guess maybe your mom's coming, Yael, I don't know. So she's on the Chevra Kadisha, I believe. So we'll have a Chevra Kadisha later, but we'll skip to some Purim. So we know one of the many mitzvahs hayom on Purim is umishalach manos ish l'reyehu umatonos l'avyon. Besides the obvious kriyas ha-megillah, we also have the mitzvah of giving shalach manos, shtei manos, two gifts to one person, minimally, and matonos l'avyonim, two different poor people to give. You know, let's assume the amount of money it takes for a suda. So I guess it depends if you're eating, depending where you're eating, but you give them enough money that they could buy food for a suda, or perhaps give them food for a suda, what have you. So there's two schools of thought on what is the nature of the mitzvah of Mishalach Manas Ish L'Reyehu. It's hard to say it's a machlokas because one's a classified postake, the Chasim Sofer. The other wrote the Friday night L'chol Dodi, Rav Alkabaz. He was a mystic in Tzfat. So he had another sefer called the Manos Halevi, which is a book on Purim, which he talks about Shalach Manas. So nevertheless, the two schools of thought, you know, one's attributed to the Trumas Hadeshen, a classified posek. That's what I meant to say, the Trumas Hadeshen. That's what the Chasim Sofer quotes. And then there's the school of thought of the Manos Halevi. So one school of thought is, it's a din in the Suda. The Trumas Hadeshen seems to imply that way. It seems to be that way in the Rambam. That the purpose of Mishalach Manos is, it's kind of like it's a mitzvah, but it's almost like a hachana for the Suda. In other words, we want to, since everyone has an obligation to eat on Purim, having a Sudas Purim, so therefore, to ensure that every, like in contrast to Hanukkah, where it's praiseworthy to have a meal, on Purim it's not just praiseworthy, you have a chiyav suda, you have an obligation to mark the day with a meal. And according to the Levush, because Purim was a physical Yeshua, so we celebrate physically, Hanukkah was a spiritual one from the Syrian Greek, so we say Hallel v'Hodah, Hallel and Halakas Neiros. So whatever the reason is, there's a chiyav suda on Purim. So therefore, to ensure that every Yid has food to eat for the Suda, so therefore, hence the commandment of Mishalach Manos to ensure the mitzvah of Suda's Purim. Obviously, it's an independent mitzvah, but it's according to this school of thought, one of the reasons, one of the motivations behind it is that to ensure that every person has food for the Suda. And the other school of thought is from the Manos Halevi. He says it's to be marbeh shalom b'Yisrael, that it's order to make peace among the Jews, and especially someone who you had a little machokas with, a dispute with, you should dafka give them shalach manos, assuming that's not going to cause more hatred, but assuming the right scenario, you should do things to foster civility and relationships, you know, among Klal Yisrael. So one school of thought is it's a din in the Suda, and another school of thought it's a din in Shalom. It's Shalom HaYisrael. Mai nafka mina. who has what's the practical difference. Either way, I have to give Shalach Manas next Sunday. And by the way, the mitzvah is b'yom and not b'layla. So my nafkamina, what do I care if it's because of Sholom or because of Suda? So one nafkamina is as, one potential nafkamina is as follows. Let's say someone comes to your door, or you come to their door, doesn't make a difference, whoever it may be, and you offer them a Shalach Manas. And they say, thank you so much, I have so many, my wife's already cleaning for Pesach, I'm not going to take anymore, we have enough Shalach Manas. And assuming it's a hypothetical Bizman HaZeh, because most people give many Shalach Manas. So as I started out, as long as you give one, you're Yotze anyway. But now, and as long as one is accepted, you're definitely Yotze, as we'll see either way. So the question is, let's say this is the only Shalach Manas you're giving that day, and the person says thanks, or he doesn't say anything, he just doesn't take it. So what is the halacha? If you send but it's not received, are you Yotze? So it seems to be, it depends on these two schools of thought. If the purpose of Shalach Manas is the din in the Suda, you can't eat a thank you. It's nice that he said thank you, but sorry, you don't get the mitzvah. If you say it's a din in Shalom, then yeah, I showed that I wanted to make peace. The fact he didn't want to take it, that's not on me, that's on you. So even though one would think we go, generally speaking, we go with the Trumas Hadesh, and we'll see maybe both answers are true, but if you look at the Ramah, maybe the Svardim follow it differently, but the Ramah writes, if someone sends Shalach Manas to you, if someone sends a Shalach Manas, and the person did not accept it, the Ramah writes, Yotza, you have fulfilled your mitzvah of Shalach Manas. So, at least from this specific halacha, it seems to go with where it's a din in Shalom, because if it's a din, it's hard to say if it's a din in Suda that you yotze. Another nafkamina is, let's say, you come back from Megillah reading in the morning, or either way, you could be coming back from delivering Shalach Manas, you could be coming back from shopping, maybe you didn't come back from anywhere. You open your door, and you see this big, beautiful Shalach Manas. And either it's anonymous on purpose or the card flew away. Whatever it may is, you don't know who sent it. But you love it. They left you all your favorites. Chopped liver, Bartanura wine, some good ribs, whatever it might be. And you use this, the ultimate, as the Magen Avraham writes, he's obviously working. We generally assume, we'll get to it, should be food or not, but it's good if it, so according to the Trumas Hadeshen, Yotze, what better way? It's exactly what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah of Shalach Manas is that you have food at the Suda. However, if you go according to Manos Halevi, one could say, well, you're not making Shalom with anyone because no one knows who it is. Unless you want to say it's a generic, someone in the community, I'm guessing it's the community, they didn't drive in from Toronto, but the guess is someone likes me. So, but so Pasha is, if they didn't show them, you should, especially if you want to make up with the person you had a little dispute with, and it'd probably be helpful if they knew who it was. So therefore, if it's Shalom, maybe you're not Yotzen. So another nafkamina in the other direction. If it's Shalom, so if it's Suda, see, the first one is you can't eat a thank you. But if it's anonymous, there is no Shalom, so then you wouldn't be Yotze. Another nafkamina would be, let's say, someone sends you a beautiful Shalach Manas. They sent you a new mountain bike and a new iPad, new AirPods, the works. And maybe they threw in a piece of chocolate also, who knows. But the bottom line is, there weren't two objects of food in there, or let's say there was no chocolate. So they gave you a car or whatever. And could you be Yotze Shalach Manas with a non-food item? So So again, so according to Trumas Hadeshen, you can't eat a bag. Unless maybe you could sell the bike and have many meals. But that's, so Pashas, you know, if you can't, let's say the bike wasn't transferable and you couldn't sell it. So then, according to the Trumas Hadeshen, you're not Yotze. However, according to the Manos HaLevi, you made a lot of friends on Purim. So that'd be ideal to buy someone a car, a bicycle, a computer, etc. And as well, there's a discussion in the postgim. Let's say you give someone, you give them a no frills can of Diet Cola and a no frills little tiny box of raisins. You know, so a yotze shalach manas. So if it's for a suda, then you should. You might not have gone all out for the guy, but technically it sounds like you should fulfill shalach manas. If it's a didn't show him and you're a millionaire, so then maybe it might, I wouldn't say it's worse, you know, but then maybe it doesn't look like you want to make, unless maybe that's how you became a millionaire, by giving out, you're not wasting all your money. He probably gave more to Matanos Rav Yonim, so he cut back on his Mishalach Manas. So I'll say, yeah, so that's a discussion in the postgim. Does it go by, should the level of Shalach Manas go by the giver or by the receiver? In other words, let's say a millionaire is giving a poor person. So does it have to be, or not have to be, but should it be more something appropriate that a wealthy person would give? Is it back on the giver, or is it, you know, that's a discussion as well. So there are many nafkaminas in terms of the two school. We assume generally it should be food. Doesn't mean, of course, you could throw the bike and car in together with the food. Again, you know, we don't have to eliminate the food. But the bottom line is the postim seem to assume it should be food, and that's why the Magen Avraham writes not only should it be food, but it should dafka be food that you could use for the suda. So, I mean, you could use anything for dessert, like jelly beans and other food, but they say, again, you know, whether you give them challah, soup, chopped liver, you know, something, again, it's, again, assuming they're having meat at the suda, but, you know, something which is a type of food that is used for the suda, whether they actually use it for a suda, you know, I guess, you know, cake, desserts, it's the suda, could be for the dessert part. Nevertheless, so that's a discussion among the postim. And in fact, that's why there's a further discussion about, where do these two schools of thought come from? Meaning, obviously, the Trumas Hadeshen and the Manos HaLevi. Are there any earlier sources to prove or disprove the point? So I think Rabbi Menachem Zemba, I believe, a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He was, I believe, murdered by the Nazis during in the ghetto. I don't know if it was the Warsaw ghetto or one of them, or maybe it wasn't the ghetto, but I think he was murdered by the Nazis. But nevertheless, if it was him or not, he says, or I think it was him anyway, whoever says it, that they point out that we see two sources, because we have two sources in the Gemara. There's one Gemara that talks about, I think it's a Gemara, it's in the middle of Megillah in the first parak with the Agadata. Yud Aleph, maybe Yud Beis, Yud Gimel around there, that the students of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai asked, they said, what did the Jews do to deserve a gzera of Lahashmid Ulaharog? What did the Jews deserve the decree by Haman? Because obviously nothing happens without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's consent. So the assumption is the Jews did something wrong in order to warrant that. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was on the cutting edge of education. He says, students, what do you think? You tell me. They said, okay, I'll tell you what we think. You know what we think? Or at least one student was thinking. It says, because they were nena misudas achashverosh, because we know, in fact, that the story with achashverosh, that they miscalculated. We had a tradition from the Navi that after 70 years, the second temple will begin to be rebuilt. So it wasn't clear when the 70 years began. So everyone had their own cheshbon. So Achashverosh cheshbon was the 70 years was up, and he was celebrating the end of Klai Yisrael. No more Beis HaMikdash, no more Jews. That's it. We finally got rid of those people. Of course, he was wrong. He counted, like many anti-Semites, you get caught up, you know, you get the hatred for Jews is stronger than the love for their own people, and they destroy their own country, i.e. Nazi Germany, among many that happens to Spain, Rome, etc. So either way, so they point out that he said, good answer, there's only one problem with your answer. Good answer. The only problem is that only Shushan should have been punished, because the Jew Shushan were the only people who went to the Suda. So the Gemara goes on to answer that. So he went to answer. So I'll tell you why. He says, because earlier than the time of Nebuchadnezzar, the Jewish people bowed down to idols. Or B, the Gemara says it really wasn't about Azara, but Tosis discusses, but They only did it under duress. They didn't believe in it, but they outwardly looked to some people like they were bowing down to Avodah Zarah. So God made a decree, but he never was going to keep it, because they didn't really worship Avodah Zarah. But the point being is, so what do we see from the Gemara? That being Nena Misudas Achashverosh was enough to warrant it. It's only that Shusha, in other words, if all the Jewish people participated in the Suda, that would be a good reason. So we see the reason of Suda. So according to the Trumas Hadeshen, if the sin of the reason why he brought on the Gzeir of Haman is the Suda, so the tikkun is to have a Suda, a Suda's mitzvah on Purim. So that's one shot, or maybe that's a mis. Or maybe that's why Zion, I'm just thinking aloud now, it has nothing to do with it, but maybe that's why we have a Suda on Zion Adar now, because that was the day, the original day. We have a Suda Zion Adar because of Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, which had to do with Purim, I'm saying, but now you're having a tikkun for the mistake they made with Haman. But nevertheless, that's how the Trumas Hadeshen writes, or that's how Rav Menachem Zember says. So we see an earlier source for Suda. What about an earlier source for Shalom? So we see that in the Megillah, so Haman went to Achashverosh and said, let's kill the Jews. He said, are you kidding me? What could happen to everyone else who tried that? It didn't go too well. But he said, yeah, but Yeshnu emelcha and mefuzar, yeah, the Gemara makes a play on the word, yeah, but that's only when there's achdus in Klai Yisrael, when the Jews are fighting, and look, and yes, they were fighting apparently among themselves during this time. He said God has zero tolerance for lack of achdus, and hence he brought the decree. So the gzeira of Haman was brought up because of sinas chinam, people fighting among each other. So if the sin that brought on the gzeira was a lack of achdus, so what's the tikkun? The tikkun of Shalach Manas is to be marbe shalom b'Yisrael, in order to try to get back, rekindle the friendship. So therefore, that's how Rav Menachem Zeben points out, these two calls of thought go back to the essence of Purim, either that the decree was So in order to rectify for Shaneda Misudas Achashverosh, so we're misakin by having Shalach Manas, and we have a Suda with Shem Shalach Manas, or we have, you know, we send Shalach Manas, or according to the Manas Alevi, we have to be Marbish Shalom because of his Mefuzarim. So just a couple of different points on Shalach Manas while we're on it. So there's a famous Binyan, go back to what I was saying before. So we said We asked, what about if you send the shalach manas, but the person doesn't receive it, ayi yotze? So the Rama, so we paskin yes. So let me ask you, so what about if you send a matanas gav yonim, or you give a matanas gav yonim to someone, but he doesn't take it? He's too proud. He only wants $1,000, not $10, whatever the reason why the ani refuses it, he doesn't take it. So could I be yotze matanas gav yonim like shalach manas? And they're both in the same pasuk, so maybe one would argue, yes. Yeah. So I think it's the Binyan Siyan points this out, or others, that no, it's meduyik from the pasuk. What does the pasuk say? U'mishloach manos. What's the mitzvah of shalach manos? U'mishloach. The mitzvah sending. However, u'matanas rav yona. Matana means miyad liyad, from hand to hand, and it's accepted. So we see a raya from the pasuk that shalach manas, yes, you could be yotze without the acceptance, but matanas rav yona, and anyway, it's a general din of tzedakah. In general, it's not an exception to the rule that you're not yotze the mitzvah of tzedakah if the person, that's the famous kasha, I should say, and teretz of the Tshuvas HaRashba. The Tshuvas HaRashba asked, how come we don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of tzedakah? So in fact, some people ask, how come we don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of Mishalach Manas? Is it Mishalach Manas is a mitzvah drabban, perhaps it's mitzvah midivrei kabbal. In fact, it's more, it's according to some, depending how strict you are in defining. Some say divrei kabbal means it has to be explicit in the Navi. While others say as long as it's merumes, because then, according to that, shalach manas and matanos rav yonim is on a higher level than kriyas ha-megillah. We only learn hayamin niskarim and nasim. We only learn now from a drasha, kriyas ha-megillah. So interesting, we assume Megillah is the most important. By importance, I mean which is a higher level chiyuv. Now, we're not getting into importance. Now, you have to do kriyas ha-megillah also. Be it as it may, the child is, why don't we make a bracha mishalach manas? So one would say, it's like what I'm about to tell you about the Tshuvas HaRashba. What was the Tshuvas HaRashba's answer? He said, since we don't know, an ani might not accept the tzedakah. So if he doesn't accept the tzedakah, so it's karov, it could be a bracha levatola. I'm going to make a bracha, the ani won't accept it, and then it'll be a bracha. Hence, that's what the Rashba says, we don't make a bracha. So it's more of a general klal is, we don't make a bracha on something that's totally on someone else. In other words, we have a different, nothing to do with tzedakah, but to say it's the famous kasha they discuss, the machlokes Rambam and Ravid, I believe on, by Kiddushin. By making a bracha. So there's a whole discussion, what is the bracha on Kiddushin? Is it a Birkas HaMitzvah? A Birkas HaShevach V'Odah? Because it has a strange language. I wouldn't say strange, but a unique language. It's not the classical Baruch HaShevach Kiddushin, you know, a mitzvah's Kiddushin, or a Kaddish HaShevach. It goes into Asaras HaRayis, all that kind of stuff. So that leaves the rush to conclude that it's a Birkas HaShevach. However, other Rishonim say it's a Birkas HaMitzvah. The Rambam is clear. And therefore he says, like any other mitzvah, you make it over L'Asiyason. And the Ravid Cholek, he says, I think the Ravid Shita should make the bracha after. So the Ravid says, the Ravid, I believe, says, it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, but you don't make it until after the Kiddushin. Because the Ravid says, I think he says you don't make it or you make it after. But he's tying on the Rambam is you don't make a bracha before, because maybe the kala won't accept. So I think the kasha was, then how come by tzedakah then? So make the bracha after. But I think the Ravid holds it's a birkas hamitzvah, but the Rambam can't hold out because the Rambam shita is you only can make a Birkas HaMitzvah over LaSiyasa. That gets into a separate shiur enough now, whether you could do make a Birkas HaMitzvah Achar LaSiyasa. So getting back here, so Ashaila, so why don't we make, so Ashaila, why don't we make a bracha on Sholach Manas? So Bishchom, if you go with the Suda angle, that you, if you don't go with the Ramah, that could, if I send you a Shoach Manas, and even if you don't accept it, I'm Yotzei, so it's not dependent on you. So according to that sheet, why no bracha? According to the other opinion, we understand why there's no bracha. It's a general principle of not making a bracha, which is totally on someone else. But according to the way we paskin, the Ramah, Ashkenaz, that one is Yotzei, so Hadakasha Leduchta, why wouldn't we make a bracha on Mishalach Manas? Amataz Rav Yonim, it's no kasha, because we say we pass them by Amataz Rav Yonim, the only it goes back to the Rashba. And then, so we'll have to answer then, the Kashayla is according to the Rambam, or not according to the Rambam, but why don't we make a, so when we say a bracha on tzedakah, it's not limited to tzedakah, but some ask it on universally. There, is it a local? You know, so Mefarshim go through different mitzvahs. They ask. In fact, there's a sefer I had. I'm still looking for. They cleaned up the shul, and I can't find the sefer I had in the back where it had a. It went through every mitzvah about why they would make a bracha on it. Obviously, for those mitzvahs, we don't make a bracha. And other stuff in it also, but it went through all the reasons. Either way, so I haven't seen that sefer in a while. But either way, so he I'm not sure what the name of it is, even to get another one, assuming it's even in print, because I got this sefer 20 years ago, whatever it was. So nevertheless, so it's not necessarily a local din by tzedakah. So the Rambam, in a different area, brings down, why don't we make a bracha? According to the rest of the Rambam as a klal, on any mitzvah ben adam l'chaveiro, we don't make a bracha. So we could get into why not. Some say because, you know, obviously the extreme case is someone comes to your door and says, you know, Ani is hungry, poor, he knocks on your door, he says, yeah, this 1 second. Baruch Atah, that's when everyone's going to have kavana. And in time you finish the bracha, the guy's dead. So obviously that's an extreme case. But the point being is, even if a person's hungry, we don't care if he's dying or not. You want, in other words, we don't want the bracha to be an obstacle in performing the mitzvah in an optimal way. If someone's poor, someone's hungry, you want to give him the food right away. You don't want to have any delay. So therefore, Chazal didn't institute a bracha menem chaveiro, because it's going to get into so to avia by shalach manas. You're going to say, if you hold like the general rule is, you would make a bracha on shalach manas because it's a ben adam chaveiro. But even if you hold that perhaps it doesn't fit into the general rule, because it's not something that we could be yotzei by tzedakah, you have to be yotzei, the person has to accept it. So therefore, they point out that's what they would say. The reason why we don't make a bracha on Mishalach Manas either, because the person might not accept it like tzedakah, or if we go with that, even it's a good yatzah, even without acceptance, we'll go on to the Rambam's reason of any mitzvah ben adam l'chaveiro, one would not make a bracha on. So that's a little bit on the mitzvah Mishalach Manos, Ishrayehu. Any questions on Shalach Manos, or any questions on Purim in general coming up?